The Holy Spirit is our guide, January 28. He speaks to those who listen. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches, Revelation 2:29. How man can be a counterpart of Jesus Christ is beyond human comprehension, but the Holy Spirit can strengthen our spiritual eyesight, enabling us to see what our natural eyes cannot see or our ears hear, or our minds comprehend. By the Spirit which searcheth all things, even the deep things of God, have been revealed precious truths which cannot be described by pen or voice. In all who submit themselves to the Holy Spirit, a new principle of life is to be implanted. The lost image of God is to be restored in humanity. But man cannot transform himself by the exercise of his will. He possesses no power by which this change can be effected. The leaven, something holy from without, must be put into the meal before the desired change can be wrought in it. So the grace of God must be received by the sinner before he can be fitted for the kingdom of glory. All the culture and education which the world can give will fail of making a degraded child of sin a child of heaven. The renewing energy must come from God. The change can be made only by the Holy Spirit. All who would be saved, high or low, rich or poor, must submit to the working of this power. Every heart that has been visited by the bright beams of the Sun of Righteousness will reveal the working of the Spirit of God in voice, mind, and character. The machinery will move as if oiled and guided by a masterly hand. There will be less friction when the Spirit of the worker receives the oil from the two olive branches. The holy influences will be imparted to others in words of kindness, tenderness, love, and encouragement.